What's up, buddy?
What's going on, brother? How was your Christmas?
Not too bad. How about you?
Not bad at all. The kids had fun. That's what matters, right?
That's all that matters. That's what it's about. It feels like forever since we've been on here, but it was only a week ago this morning.
That was a fun stream, though. Make sure you guys check that out. That was I had a blast. Epic.
That was awesome. So how's everything else? Everything good?
We're doing well, man. Keeping busy with work and trying to keep busy with this, getting ready. It feels like forever, like you said, just because we haven't done a sports one, I think. You know what I'm saying? Because last week was amazing, as awesome as it was. We haven't discussed sports for a couple weeks. So,
yeah, no doubt. So,
plus, we'll I missed looking at your ugly mug.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I've missed your face too. So, I guess we'll jump right in. I know there's a big weekend with college football, and I'm going to throw my first topic out. The massacre last night that occurred with Georgia and Florida State. That was a 60-point drubbing, 63-3, I believe, was the final score. I was flabbergasted, to say the least. But what are your takes? What's your thoughts? I know we're going to get into the player portal and all that stuff. So, you know, let's hit it. Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Unfortunately, I think I said it before that the competition committee got the four teams right, unfortunately. As much as Florida State earned it, their Power Five conference champion, undefeated, they deserved it, but I don't think they were one of the best four teams, and I think that showed yesterday when Georgia just stomped them. The SEC is just a whole nother group, whole nother thing by itself. Those guys are just absolutely insane, and they took sorry, I'm sitting here trying to keep track of stuff, still getting back into the swing of things, but I think just Georgia absolutely lit them up. I had a feeling that was going to happen. I think they got the four best teams in there, the four best games possible for this weekend. I know you were more upset about the Florida State getting left out. How do you feel now?
Well, I'm still annoyed because I still feel they earned the right to be there. I know they may not be the better team, whatever, but by records and stuff. What's interesting to me, and we'll segue into this next topic here in a minute, but to see all the ineligible players, because people were either in this transfer portal or getting ready for the draft, that pisses me off. And here's why, okay? You have Florida State fans, you have Georgia fans, whatever else. They're watching. They come to watch you play. They want to see you play in these bowl games. You're going to take yourself out and remove yourself from that equation, and you earned a spot to be in that bowl game. Now you're going to walk away from it. I don't think that's cool. Like, I understand you're getting yourself ready for the draft, but you're getting yourself ready for the draft your entire life. So, and I understand you're risking injury. You might hurt your draft stock, but I don't agree with the way it's being done. I really do not believe that they should be able to do this. I'm sorry, you signed up. You signed a commitment to play with that team, and now you're going to remove yourself from the equation because you don't want to hurt yourself. So it's turning into a game where it's, again, this is all monetized stuff. The players don't want to hurt their draft stock because it's going to hurt their signing bonuses and their draft positioning. But you got all these other people that are there to watch a bowl game that want to do this stuff, and they can't see you because you removed yourself from the equation.
Absolutely. I get your point. I can't say I disagree, but I don't know what the right answer to fix it, because so you have the NIL, which we'll talk in a second, but right now just for the transfer portal and players sitting out. So like Oregon State took and Notre Dame, my Irish absolutely decimated Oregon State. I'm happy to see it, and I love the fact that we won, but we played a third-string quarterback. The first and second-string quarterbacks were in the transfer portal, so they couldn't play. So I feel bad for the rest of the team that is sticking there, the rest of the team that are still fighting to win this bowl game. And these guys are deciding to transfer out. But I also get the point is because how is it fair that the players can't and the coaches can? So a lot of times you sign up to play with a coach, that coach gets a better offer, I'm gone. And then now you're stuck with a coach that you have no idea who's coming in. You don't know if you're going to play. You don't know if he likes you. You don't know any of that stuff. So I don't know how to fix it. I don't know if the fact that the season ended a month ago before some of these games are happening, I don't know if we can do that, make me move that up faster, do something like that, because teams need to get ready for next year. The Irish's quarterback, what's up, Justin? The Irish's quarterback that played was on our second string bench, but we have another guy coming in from Duke that was a great player next year. So it's going to be kind of hard to play Angeli, which was the quarterback yesterday, and then not have this guy that's in his last year of eligibility transferring out of Duke to come to Duke. So I see your side, but also what happens with when, for example, again, being a Notre Dame guy, Jalen Smith, I think it is, was his name, or Jaden Smith of Notre Dame. He was a linebacker, projected to go top 10, played in the bowl game, blew out his knee in the bowl game. So he went from being a top 10 draft pick that year to being a second rounder picked. And he's lucky to be picked that early, but it was just that the Dallas Cowboys, Joe Sutton actually taught me this yesterday when we were talking about it. The Dallas Cowboys surgeon did the surgery, so they knew what his actual medical was looking like. So they drafted him higher than he probably otherwise would have went. Yeah, Justin, I know Justin's we're going to hit your Michigan game coming up here. So I don't know how to fix it. I don't know how to fix it. I don't know how to. So, like, that guy also, Smith, lost $2 million at least the day he got drafted, at least, if not more. So it's kind of hard to say, hey, stick with it, play in that bowl game when you're possibly costing. And back then, that's before NIL.
Okay, so now the other side of this, I'm a sponsor. I've paid millions of dollars to sponsor this game. And now these star players are like, I'm out. I'm not playing. So now you're running the risk of losing the sponsors. Now, I mean, that's a stretch. I mean, these, you're going to get viewership either way, but you know, you get your one player that everybody wants to go and watch in a bowl game. And he decides, no, I'm out. I'm drafting. I'm not playing in this bowl game. And then people spent thousands of dollars on tickets and travel accommodations and everything else. And these corporate sponsors have thrown up all this money. It's just it's a flawed system. So
you're right. I think it will be a little bit different next year because they have the 12-team playoff. So a lot of these bowl games, so I used to be big into the bowl games. I used to do like a pick 'em and do all this other stuff to try to, you know, just for fun. And I used to keep up with it, but now it's not the fact that, you know, it's hard because half of these kids aren't playing anymore. The bowl game is a part of the season. Play it. Chris, you're right. I get what you're saying, and you're 100% right. But the fact is that what about these guys that get hurt, and then they lose millions of dollars? That's hard to say, hey, risk your millions of dollars to play in this bowl game for us when you're not going to be on the team next year. So I completely understand where you're coming from, but I also see the other side, just like Corey said it, Corey said it in the private chat. I see both sides. You're 100% right. You know, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt the bowl games. It's going to make them less important. But I also think for them going to 12 teams, they're going to cut out a lot of these bowls now are going to be the initial first part of the playoffs. So these guys are going to still play because they still have a shot at a national champion. But even this weekend, some of the Alabama players, some of the Michigan players aren't playing because they're getting ready for the draft.
So, and here's my next question on this, and Chris and I must think on the same brainwave here. How do you think these kids getting paid already is going to affect their futures as well? Do you think some of these kids are going to make all this money in college and say, you know what, I'm not going to the NFL? Is that a possibility? Do you think they're not going to play as hard because they know they're going to go to the NFL and they're already getting paid? You know, and that's one of the reasons why I do like watching some college sports, because they play harder. They have more to play for. You know, I'll use the NCAA basketball as a prime example. The March Madness in the Final Four, to watch that is incredible. But then you watch an NBA game and it's like, oh, whatever. You know, I made my million, so I'm not going to go hard. Like, so I think the college athletes I think this is going to start to turn around. They're not going to play as hard if they know they got some money in their pocket already.
No, absolutely. I think Chris and Justin both are in our heads, because Chris is making a lot of sense. And Justin also mentioned about how the bowl games will be expanded and save the sponsorships and stuff like that. But I'm wondering, I'm waiting for the day that I don't know about this year with Caleb Williams and stuff like that, because he wants a boatload of stuff to be drafted. But the thing is how many guys are going to be in college and then see what team has the first pick in the NFL draft? So what quarterback is playing? Say Caleb Williams is the first pick of the draft this year. And right now the Bears have the first pick. And who knows if the Bears are going to keep the first pick or whatnot. I don't want to play for the Bears. I'm going to stay in college and make $3 million. You know, so I wonder how much that – like, as a rookie, you don't make – as a rookie, there's that rookie scale that you don't make a lot of money as a rookie.
So you're making my point and my opinion I was just going to throw out there. If you – I'm going to say you individually. If you had an opportunity to play in the NFL, would you care what team you played for?
Oh, me personally, absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay, why?
Because that's been my dream.
You love the game of football. Doesn't matter where you play. That's how this should be. This is all about money anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to, I want to get in the pros, but I want to play for Dallas, or I want to play in a big market because I want to get exposure. I want to make my brand out there. Sports is not sports anymore the way it used to be and the way it should be. This is all about their own individual label, and I freaking hate it. So I think that you answered the question the right way. It should be an honor that any NFL team would want to take anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always wanted to play in the major leagues. 900 major league baseball players in the world. Okay. Now, when you hit the free agency, that's a different story. But when you're drafted, you should freaking be honored that you went there. And this where this started for me was Eli Manning. When he started that bullshit with the Chargers and the Giants, that sour grapes for me. I'm still pissed off about it to this day. You should not be able, 100%, because that should be an honor that you're even selected, because there's thousands of quarterbacks that would love to be in your position. You're going to stand there, oh, I don't want to play for them. Bullshit, dude. No.
But look at what happened in their careers. Phillip Rivers, does he have any Super Bowls? Does he have any...
You mean to tell me that Eli Manning would not, if as great a quarterback as Eli Manning was, he would have never made the playoffs with the Chargers?
I mean, Corey's going to really get mad at me, but I think Eli was trash. But anyway, Eagles. That's my Eagles bias. So, that's just me being an Eagles fan.
That dude beat the Patriots twice. I'm sorry.
I hear you. With some lucky catches. Anyway, I'm waiting for Corey to jump in here because I'm trying to get him fired up.
Stop getting everybody pissed off. It's too early for your bullshit.
No, I don't think if Eli went to, I think, and I'm not saying, I don't know if Philip, if he went to the Giants, if they would have had the same success. I think Philip Rivers was a great quarterback in the pros, but there's a reason why the Giants had the success. The Giants had the success that they had. Yeah, I almost made you spit that out.
Yeah.
And the Chargers aren't. Look at the Chargers now. They have Justin Herbert, which is one of the best young quarterbacks in the game, and they're not doing anything. They're not even going to make the playoffs this year, most likely. So do I get what you're saying. They kind of started it, but the fact is, and then now NIL, the name, image, and likeness, is just making it worse, where something like that is going to happen. What's going to happen is the fact that I don't want to go to that team that's going to probably have that first pick. I don't want to go to the Panthers, or the Panthers don't have their pick this year because they traded it, but I don't want to go to the Bears. I don't want to go to – I'm going to stay and I can make money.
See, I think that if you were the guy that went to the team, and this is just my opinion, you're the guy that goes to the team that has nothing and they build around you and the rest of the team is built with you, that helps your name, image, and likeness more. You have more of a legacy built. You go to the last place team, and all of a sudden, okay, so when they drafted this one, and this one, then they took off. That, to me, is going to build your legacy more. That's my opinion. I don't know. I have more respect for athletes that do that stuff.
I'm not saying you're wrong by any means. But also you have to look at, it's not just the players. It's the leadership. It's the coaches. Look at the Eagles. The Eagles are having a decent year. No one's happy. There's trouble there, which, again, when we get talking about the NFL. But they're a good, stable organization. They draft. They surrounded Jalen Hurts with A.J. Brown. They surrounded him with Devontae Smith. But now, if you're going to go to a team like the Bears, Justin Fields is an amazing quarterback, I think. I think he's going to do great. Now they're talking about moving on from him. Sometimes the NFL teams, the teams themselves, can kill what would be a good player. What I might be a stud and then go to a team that they don't put anything around me. They don't give me an offensive line. They don't give me the receivers to throw the ball to. Look at how much Mahomes is the greatest ever. And look, they're struggling. He's on pace to be the greatest ever, the GOAT. I think he's going to beat Tom Brady. I think he's going to go above Tom. Yes, I think so. Look at the stats where they are now. We'll get into that another time when we are in a slow season.
I think
season.
That's a little bit premature to say it. Maybe on pace and maybe in a good direction.
I have two kids, so I'm used to the premature thing. Sorry, I'm at the nonsense.
I think that Mahomes has the ability to become the greatest bitch of all time, but I don't think – I don't know. I could be wrong. We'll see how that plays out the next few years. I know he got paid well. I think that's going to be a tough nut to crack for him.
But the thing is so you look at where he's at, I think he's one of the best in today's game. Is he not one –
He's not a great quarterback. He's not. He is a great.
But they're struggling this year because he doesn't have the help. He doesn't have Tyreek Hill anymore. He doesn't have. So that's what, you know.
He's
so
if you still could got Kelsey, he's still got Tony. He's got the pieces.
You're talking Tony. Tony that can't catch a ball and lines up offsides.
One play.
So game. Okay, but the one play cost him the game.
Okay, that's one game though.
And how many losses do they have this year?
It's not all because of Kadarius Toney, my friend.
I know, but the other receivers, he has no one else. Any defensive coordinator could say, okay, let's stop Kelsey. And then what else do they have?
Great quarterbacks make it happen.
Okay, but why didn't you just said Phillip Rivers is a great quarterback. How come he didn't make it happen?
I said he was a good quarterback.
Oh.
So let me ask you a question. Who was Dan Marino's number one receiver when he was playing?
To be honest with you, I have no idea.
Okay, exactly my point. Dan Marino was a great quarterback. Unless you're a huge Dolphins fan, you're not going to remember all those players from way back when, back in the day. Marino's the one that made the impression. Tom Brady. Okay, now Tom Brady was recent with New England. Who were his receivers?
He had Gronk. He had Hernandez.
Gronk was a tight end. I'm talking about receivers.
So was Kelsey.
I'm asking wide receivers, not tight ends. Okay. I said receivers.
But you're asking who Mahomes has. And Mahomes, you mentioned Kelsey. He's a tight end, not a receiver.
You're missing the point here. The point is the great players are remembered for the things they do. Yes, Opie just got Randy Moss. Randy Moss was a great receiver, a Hall of Famer. But what I'm trying to say is
Edelman.
Dan Marino – those guys made things happen. It doesn't matter who was around them. They made you make a great player. The great players make mediocre players better. That's my point.
But I think Tom Brady had the people he needed. And I just don't think, I think if I'm not gonna lie, if I knew I was going to the NFL, no matter what, I don't know if I blame some of these guys for wanting to stay in. Cause if I can make millions of dollars and take care of my family and I know next year I'm going to go, I'm not saying you're wrong or like I'm just giving you their side. If I knew I was definitely today going to be an NFL player, why not stay in college if I can make millions of dollars?
Yeah. Again,
if I don't want to go play for the Bears or whoever is going to have the number one pick, you know, like that's.
But the common thing that we keep saying is dollars.
Absolutely.
It's not the love of the game anymore. Oh, God, here comes the boss.
I just have a question.
Eli sucks.
Okay, so we can talk about this another time, but I have heard a lot of people say that if Rivers was with the Giants, they would have won more than two Super Bowls. I'd like to complain about that too. But anyway, Mike, my question is, I think I put this one in private chat way back when, but what was I getting? You threw me off guard with the whole Eli Manning thing, and now I can't fucking think straight.
Well, that was my goal, was to get you fired up.
But here's the thing. With the bowl games, okay, aside from the playoff games, what's the meaning behind them other than dollars for the schools and the advertisers? So that's where I think you have the issue, is they're not really playing for anything other than other people. They're not playing for themselves at that point.
You're 100% right. It's everything's about money. Everything is about money. We take in the bowl games are about money. That's why there was 40 some bowl games every year. Yeah. And it gave the players a chance to do something, and maybe some players it worked out for them, where they were some of the smaller schools where they were able to have a good bowl game and maybe get drafted, you know, but that's few and far in between. And to go back to what Justin said earlier when we were talking about the bowl games, is I think the fact that the playoffs going to 12 teams is really going to help not lose that sponsorship, because it's money. Just like Corey just said, it's money. It's everything is unfortunately driven by financial.
That's it.
By finances. Which I still go back and forth. What do you think about the whole name, image, and likeness in general, Aaron? Do you know?
I like it, but I don't. There's too much focus on it. You know, I will go to the first one that I can remember name, image, and likeness, the Jordan brand. Michael Jordan built an empire on his sneakers and his clothing line, everything else. But he wasn't solely focused on that when he was playing. Most of that was done after the fact. He's still making shoes to this day. I'm still the person that runs to when the releases come out in December to try to get the newest Jordan 11s that were released. So doing it now so prematurely, you know, look at the Ball brothers when they were playing in the NBA, LaMelo Ball and Lonzo Ball and all those guys. His father was a genius because he got all that marketing and all that attention. You know, they made money. So it's, again, it's all about making money. I get it. I don't know. The world's changing. I guess I'm having a hard time accepting that and accepting where things are going in the sports world, but it is what it is, man.
What about you? Chris, I will get to that. We will get to that in a little
bit. Yeah, we'll get there. Don't worry, buddy.
Don't worry, brother. I'll definitely tell you my feelings on that, Chris, in a little bit here. I'm the same way. I get that the schools and the coaches are making millions and millions of dollars off of these kids playing. And I say kids because they're kids. They're just out of high school. Just, you know, I get that. But in a way, I feel they should get paid. But then people are like, well, what about them? They should get paid. And getting free education isn't enough. Now, I get that. But also that at the same time,
focus.
You're saying that to a man that didn't get a chance to play, and I'm still paying on my student loans. I would love to have had that chance to be able to go to school for free and not have to worry about paying my student loans off.
And that's
what let's not talk about my age, but 10, 15 years later out of college, I'm still paying on it.
That's what the freaking focus should be, though, is the free education. Yes, you got to keep your eligibility up to play, but I don't know. I just think that the focus is completely shifted, and we might have to learn to accept that. I don't know, unless this implodes longer, sooner than later, and everybody realizes that the almighty dollar is going to be our demise.
Yeah, that's so I can see both sides. Again, these kids, I'm not against kids, you know, these young men making money, because the NCAA restrictions were so ridiculous where you can't even work while you were getting a free education and stuff like that. So that was a little so far. Now the effect is almost like the wild, wild west, where you're still going to get these teams that have all these boosters, and you're still going to get the best players because you're offering the most money.
Right. Right.
It's not going to be, you're still going to get Alabama. You're still going to get Notre Dame. You're still going to get Georgia and all those boosters. You're still going to get the best players. Not just as much because of the coaching and stuff like that in the past or the recruiting. It's all about what boosters are offering what money.
Yeah.
And Chris mentioned it before. Manning was sitting on the bench all year and was the highest paid.
$3 million.
Yep. Highest paid college player. And he didn't play a snap. So Chris mentioned that earlier and in chat. So real quick before we move on back onto the NFL. Big games Monday, big games tomorrow, the college football playoffs. Alabama versus Michigan and Texas versus Texas, there we go. Texas versus Washington. Okay. So my prediction, I'll do my predictions first and then we'll let you go, Aaron. I'm saying Alabama is going to beat Michigan. Sorry, Justin. I hope it's a good game. I don't know how I feel about Harbaugh. So I might even be rooting for Alabama, not just because my wife likes Alabama. I know, Justin. For your sake, I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't be upset if Michigan won, but I just think Alabama is going to beat them. And then I think Texas is going to beat Washington, but I think Washington has a really good offense and has the potential to make that a good game. I just think there's my wife saying roll tide. I'm going to cry. So I think they both have potential to be a good game. I also think they both have potential to be a blowout.
So you're going Alabama,
Texas.
So I'm going Michigan just out of principle. I don't think that Alabama should have been there in the first place. Whether or not they stomped them, I don't know. But I'm hoping Michigan topples them. And I'm going to go Washington. I like their offense too. So I'm just really pulling for Michigan to beat Alabama. Just out of spite.
See, my problem is with Harbaugh, I go back and forth. I have mixed feelings about that. Like I'm, you know, a happy wife makes a happy life. So I might be rooting for Alabama a little bit there.
I really hope they lose.
But also, I still have mixed feelings about what happened with Harbaugh this year. So I'm almost cheering for Alabama just because of all that. I think Harbaugh is going to be in the NFL next year no matter what.
I do too.
Whether they win or not. See, Justin's really happy for happy that you chose. And then we'll discuss, you know, next week on what we think what happens and stuff like that. I think you're right. I think Washington has a great, great offense. But Texas, I don't think they really had the struggle of playing a team like Texas in their defense. So I just hope they're both really good games, something for me to watch tomorrow. And I guess go Tide. So.
All right, let's break off football for a couple minutes. Let's go.
Oh, you want to go football?
Let's break off football. Let's talk about the Atlanta Braves, then we'll get into the NFL playoff picture. So let's talk about the MLB stuff that we got going on. before we get into this Braves trade, I want to talk about how pissed off I am about Yamamoto. The Dodgers are killing this game, and I honestly hope it blows up in their face. They've got almost $2 billion invested in Yamamoto, Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts. People forget about Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman now because you got all the star power. I just don't like what they're doing, and I really hate to sound this way. Their rotation is not that great, even with Yamamoto. So, I don't know. I think they're spending a lot of money for an early exit to playoffs. That's just my opinion. I mean, Walker Buehler is their next best player. He's coming back off Tommy John surgery. I mean, best pitcher. He's coming back off Tommy John. So I don't see that starting rotation even being anywhere near what they think it should be. So
when Shohei comes back, what do you think? Do you think if he's able to pitch, do you think it'll make a difference? Do you think they can buy a championship? That's basically what they're trying to do.
They're trying to buy the best players out there. And again, I think we talked about this a while ago. You have to have a cohesive unit working together. You know, having a bunch of superstars on the same team for that long is not really going to make things great. So you have to have the role players itself. You get too many personalities in the locker room, it's just going to implode around you. I don't think Shohei is a number one starter. He was a 10-5 record last year or something like that. He doesn't pitch out every fifth day. So I think if Ohtani focused on one side of the game or other, he'd be better than what he is now. But don't get me wrong, he's a great player. I don't think he's worth $700 million, but whatever. That's not my call. But Yeah, I don't see the Dodgers. I mean, they're getting all these players, but I don't see it working in theory.
See, really I love the fact of him doing both ways. And I don't think the 10-5 record, if that's what it was, I don't know off the top of my head, was all his fault. Because he was leading the league, I believe, before he got hurt in strikeouts as well as with his hitting, you know, with home runs and stuff like that. I love the fact of seeing a pitcher and a pitcher hit. It comes back from, again, not to be a homer or anything like that, watching Corey back in the day, he did both. And it was awesome. I thought it was really cool seeing these guys do – I think it's really cool seeing these guys do both at the same time. I think he is – I hope it pays out, like, just because I like watching him. And I'm a Freddie Freeman homer, so I wouldn't mind seeing Freddie Freeman get – even though I wish it was with the Braves.
Did you – go ahead, finish up what you're
going to say. Yeah, I wish it was with the Braves. I miss – you know, he was one of my favorite players before he went. Not that I hate Matt Olson, but Freddie Freeman was – remind me a lot of Chipper Jones, being, you know, his attitude and stuff like that. So, but I don't think I would much rather see Shohei do both. I like the fact that he plays every day as a DH and as a pitcher. That's me personally. I'm not saying you're not right. He might be better if he focused on one, but I think it's an awesome thing in general for the game. Not the fact that he got paid $700 million. I think you're right. I think they're killing the game. I think it's. I think it needs a baseball needs a salary cap.
I think it's too far past that point.
Oh, it is. You're 100% right. You're 100%
right. So, do you remember when Freddie Freeman was a free agent? Did you hear what his agent did?
No, told him his last the last offer.
The Braves actually countered.
Yeah.
And then he never told him.
I know. So. He was so upset.
He was upset. He was a Brave through and through.
And when he came back, it showed. When he came back to play the Braves, he was at the podium crying.
Yeah.
You know, showing tears. And you're right, he was a Brave through and through. He reminded me a lot of Chipper Jones, which was my favorite Brave.
And he's just an awesome guy too.
Absolutely. I think he would have definitely stayed with the Braves when that happened. The Braves trade yesterday with getting Chris Sale. I'm not happy with it. I think we got rid of – I mean, I know he wasn't seeing much playing time. We got rid of a young prospect that looked really, really good. I know we have our two studs on the infield. But Chris Sale's always hurt. And
yeah.
It's just – I know we needed a little help pitching. I think we did. But I don't think that was the right move personally. I know you're more into the baseball than I am, but I do follow the Braves and I do –
So I had the chance to see Chris Sale when he was rehabbing last year in Scranton. He was playing against Pawtucket. Well, he was playing for Pawtucket against the Rail Riders. And watching him on TV, he's got such a herky-jerky delivery. Watching him live, it's so unorthodox. I don't know how he hasn't got injured more. And he's injured all the time. Now, if you guys are going to utilize him as like a long reliever, maybe a fifth or sixth starter option – but if you're banking on him being a freaking solution to your bullpen, you know, I don't know. And I'm not sure. You guys got to realize, too, he's owed a huge, huge chunk of money. So well, I don't know what the salary numbers are, but he's owed a lot of money from the end of this contract.
Our main man, Jared, put it up in the private
chat. Oh, look, Jared, you're the man. $27.5 million.
But keep reading it. Boston is paying for $17 million towards that salary.
So you're paying $10.5 million. Another team is paying you $17.5 million to play against them. That's what they think of this guy. So, nope.
Jared, you're awesome, by the way. Thank you again, brother.
Yeah, buddy, you're the man.
So, the
contract was an albatross. I just didn't know what it was. So Jared must have read my mind.
Yeah, he's. I actually checked the private chat, guys. I actually checked. You guys should be super proud of me. but we took in I don't know if it's going to pan out. I don't know if it's what we need. I think we needed more help pitching. I think especially relievers, I think we needed that. I don't know if getting rid of such a good prospect. I don't think it was worth it, in my opinion. Again,
no,
not my money, not my, you know. But I
plus you got an but you also got an infielder. You got an infielder out of it.
Yeah, but we got rid of a stud that we had. So, but it's going to be, and Sale's going to be a starter. He's going to be along with Strider, which I think I'm gonna try to pull off a Strider mustache. Maybe
I love that dude. I love Spencer.
We might have to maybe have a bet or something like that where I can pull off a Strider mustache and come the springtime. I don't know if I have it in me though.
I've never seen a pitcher with such misproportioned quad muscles. That dude, he's a monster. He's so short and his legs are like this. Mm-hmm. And he's a strikeout machine. I love that guy.
So do I.
No.
So Danielle doesn't want me to do the mustache, I guess. So
we'll start calling you Mark Jeremy.
So what about your Yankees? Are they doing anything that you like, don't like?
Right now they're kind of sitting dormant. I know they're talking to Josh Hader. They're talking to Jordan Montgomery, you know, since they lost out on Yamamoto. And again, I'm not that upset about it because it's another albatross contract we're taking on. I think they need to find those role players now to shore up what we have. Judge and Soto in the outfield together is crazy. Once Dominguez comes back from his Tommy John, I think that outfield is going to be ridiculous for years to come. My big wild card this year, and a lot of people don't realize this, I love Anthony Rizzo. I know he got his concussion. I want to see how he bounces back from the concussion stuff from last year. I followed him with the Cubs. I was actually pretty pissed because I bought an Anthony Rizzo jersey, and then 4 days later, he was traded to the Yankees. So, which I never saw coming. I would have never expected that. I mean, he was Chicago with Chris Bryant. So, now I have a Rizzo Yankees jersey. But, you know, that kind of stuff, they need to get some more role players. I don't think they need any more superstars. I'd love to see them unload Giancarlo Stanton somehow, but I don't see that happening. Unless the Dodgers want him to take him, put him on the bench. But, no, we'll see. I think the next couple weeks it's really going to pick up. With the free agency stuff, now that the holiday, now Christmas is over and New Year's is today, and there's going to be a mad dash for spring training soon. So,
a Red Sox, out Chris.
What you love. Look at this. Look at this.
Come on, babe. If you're listening still, you got it. I think I could pull it off. I think I could do it. Maybe we'll have to do me and Corey are the Braves fans. Maybe we'll do one together. We'll pull it up and.
Whoa.
I know Corey has that beard. Yeah, that beard is a monster. So I don't blame him. But yeah, what about Chris? Is the Red Sox draft pick you love?
Which one was he talking about?
I don't know. Maybe was Rizzo with Boston or no?
Oh, Rizzo was with Boston originally. Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I wasn't putting the pieces together, Chris. Yeah, Rizzo was originally a Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yep.
So listen,
I don't know why Chris thinks I hate the Yankees, the Red Sox so much.
Just like I hate the Mets. So yeah. for you know, but
I have a general disdain for the Red Sox just because I'm a Yankees fan. But you know, I'm not saying that the Red Sox don't have good teams, except for that 04 team that really pissed me off. But anyway, let's switch gears. Let's get back into what we got going on today with the NFL. We'll go back into the playoff picture and we'll talk about some stuff. Do you want to talk about here we go. Playoffs. Here we go. So what are you thinking? What do you think this is shaping up, Marky?
Well, right now, the Niners control their own destiny, for the number one seed. The Eagles control their own destiny for the number two seed in the division. I know it's a game we should win, but a big game for us is we have the Cardinals today at one. I think it's going to be there's so many games. There's still so many teams that can make a run at the playoffs. It's crazy. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
At the same time, first off, that Dallas Lions game last night. I'm actually kind of not too hurt that the Lions lost, because the Lions could have took over the number two seed on the Eagles. If the Eagles won out, if they both won out, Detroit actually would have got the number two seed. So I'm not too upset about that, but I just hate the Cowboys. So, you know.
Yeah, we do.
So just I would love to see the Lions. But with that game last night, though, Dallas is such a different team at home. And for the Lions to take them down to the wire, have a chance to win it at their stadium, that means the Lions are a force to be reckoned with.
They're a great team. They're a good team.
I love their coach. I love Campbell. He's awesome.
He was pissed in the post-game presser with well within reason to a degree. We talked about this earlier. They had many chances to put that game away. And Jared Goff said it great in the presser that, you know, the referee just flubbed who said they were eligible and who wasn't eligible. So, you know, at that point, again, it always seems like we can blame the refs for the last minute call of the game, but a lot of people tend not to rewind and look at the rest of the game and see, well, you had this missed opportunity and you had that missed opportunity. Now, granted, it does piss me off because, oh, look, Dallas is undefeated at home. The Lions came in there and they could have done it. So I don't know.
I agree. I even with the Eagles in the Super Bowl, you know, we had that one bad call, or not really a bad call. It was just a judgment call. But it should never come down to that. I don't blame the refs for the Eagles losing that. I don't do anything like that. So it shouldn't be coming down to that. So I perfectly agree with that. But it does. It just sucks because I would have loved just for their demeanor and for their confidence booster to give that Lion team a confidence boost of winning that game last night. I think would have drove them even farther into the playoffs and gave them even more confidence. Hey, we – okay, so because they won the division, our first game's at home, but no matter where we go, we can beat you. And I think that would have been great for them. I wouldn't mind seeing them do well, unless they're against the Eagles, of course. But like you said, though, I think you said Jared Goff put it just right, or you put it just right. It shouldn't just come down to that. They had other chances in the game.
Right.
They, you know, so many possessions. It shouldn't just come down to just one play, one call. Although it does quite often, you know.
Yep, it happens a lot. So we're going. I saw Chris's comment that he wants to see the talk about the Browns potentially having a shot at the number one seed, which, in theory, is a possibility. But there's a lot of things that need to happen.
Yeah.
And I honestly believe, and I'm not. And again, this is going to sound so biased on my part, because where the Bills are sitting right now, and with Miami playing Baltimore today, I think the Bills have a more realistic shot of overtaking that division than anything else right now. I don't see Miami beating Baltimore. And I know, I think that's one of the scenarios where Cleveland would need that to happen to overtake the number one seed. But I honestly see the Bills beating New England today, hopefully, because we tend to play shitty against teams that are shitty. And if they beat New England today, I think we have a really good chance of beating Miami next week for the division, assuming Miami loses to Baltimore today.
Yeah. Corey, for the Browns need the Dolphins to beat the Ravens this week, but then they also need Miami to lose to you guys next week.
Right.
So then, and then with the tiebreakers, it would work out where Cleveland would have a number one, and Cleveland needs to win next week.
But one person that has not gotten any love from us the past couple weeks is Joe Flacco.
Oh, my God. Look at Joe Flacco. He is back from the dead, man. That man was watching the games just like you and I were today up until week 5.
Yeah.
How pissed off are the Jets are that they didn't go bring him back?
Yeah. Well, again, how do you know that somebody's going to have a resurgent scene like that, too?
Oh, man. I'm so happy for the guy. You know, like he's playing out of his mind right now. I'm not sure. Drew asked about playing him in fantasy. I hope he did this week. I think you and I suggested it on Facebook. Remember?
Yep.
He had another monster week, even with Cooper being Cooper. Oh, I don't think it's such. Oh, Chris doesn't think it's a long shot for Cleveland. I think the Miami Ravens game today, which is unfortunate at the same time as my Eagles play, I think that's going to be a big, big monster game. I think it's going to be a chance for Miami. to take and show that they can beat a good team, a really good team. But also, I saw Jalen Waddle. Their other receiver is out.
Yes, Waddle is out. Chris, I think that he definitely should be in that discussion for the comeback player of the year. I don't care how much playing time he's had. The things that he's done, the sample size that he's put up, it is well-deserved to be in the conversation. And I'm going to go out on a stretch and piss some people off. If the Browns somehow get that number one seed, there should be talk about MVP for that guy.
Oh, wow.
He has single-handedly turned that team into a machine.
I'm not arguing that. I just don't think it's going to get enough of a thing. I think he does have a good shot at the comeback player of the year.
It should be at least be in the conversation, because that's what a most valuable player does.
Yeah,
you take him out of the equation, no.
Look at Deshaun Watson making the most money and sitting the bench.
Sitting on the bench. He's like Arch again. Manning 2.0.
So he's that's a whole nother topic. I don't want to talk about him. But anyway.
So
we have the Eagles definitely should win out this year. We have the Cardinals this week and the Giants next week. So that should – are you okay there?
So I'm laughing.
Was there like a squirrel? Like Aaron was like squirrel?
No. My son, there he is behind me. My son just got out of the shower, so like people are trying to get him close because he doesn't want to walk through the background on the live stream. Like I could have just shut my video down for like 30 seconds so he can come get us close, but
no, that's funnier this way.
That's why I'm laughing. I keep hearing noises behind me. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So
ahead. What team do you think can do some damage if they get in the playoffs or when they're in the playoffs? So
all of them, I think they're all in a spot where they can make some noise. I don't think there's that one team right now that's just playing lights out. I really don't.
Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to be tough to beat.
Let's see what happens.
Lamar's on a tear. He's now the front runner for MVP. I think that's going to be a good game. I think the Dolphins need to win that. I think Dolphins need to, like for their confidence, same thing that the Lions needed to do last night. I think for the Dolphins' confidence to be able to say, hey, I can beat Baltimore. I can take and beat a good team, because they haven't really beat many good teams this year. You know, teams with winning records. Chris, I think you were 100% right in the AFC. I think the Bills and the Browns both are teams to watch out for. I think they are playing like they can beat anybody, both of them.
I think that's your AFC championship game if the seeding lands the right way. I really
do. You think the Bills?
I think that's the seeding if the seeding lands the right way, that's going to be the championship game, but I could be completely wrong. I don't know how the seeding is going to work out. It's too early to tell, but that's going to be a tough game. Whoever, the way those two teams are playing, and if, like I said, if Buffalo pulls their head out of their ass and beats Miami next week and wins the division, I think that's going to be what we're going to look forward to.
You need to take out the Pats. Unfortunately, Bill Belichick's not an easy feat for.
No, but they're, I mean, and again, we should in theory, but again, like I said, we play shitty against shitty teams. So
just like, look at the Cardinals. They beat we have the Cardinals today, and they beat Dallas earlier this year.
Yeah.
And Dallas is a much better team than Arizona.
Yep.
So I think for the NFC, I think the Seahawks are going to be Seahawks and Niners. I'm hoping my Eagles can pull their head out of their ass and pull some stuff together and start playing right. The way they're acting on the sideline, the way that I think Nick Sirianni is close to losing that locker room, and it scares the crap out of me. You've played sports, Aaron. Like, I don't know if you saw last week where we had Hassan Reddick and Devontae Smith yelling at Nick Sirianni on the sideline during the game.
Yep.
Like, I played nowhere near professional level, but I would never even Wednesday night softball wouldn't go screaming at my captain. You know, like, it's just not – unless there was a reason that the team lost leadership.
Like on a shitty called third strike at your shoelaces.
It was actually at your chin, but you're saying your shoelaces. But
– I'm going to make one
bold prediction. I also was probably half in the bag, all right, to my defense.
I'm going to make one bold prediction, and I hate this team. I really do. I have a feeling that Dak Prescott and the Cowboys are going to make some noise in the playoffs. I do.
Depends on what seed they get.
Well, I don't think, regardless of the seed, I think they're going to make some noise. That's just my opinion. We'll see. But I think they're going to make a lot of noise in the playoffs. I don't like them. I hope it's wrong because I don't like them.
No, I'm just kidding. they scare the crap out of me. Micah Parsons is a monster, that defense.
That's one of the reasons why.
And Dak has it. Right. And Dak has the ability. He just doesn't do it every game.
Right.
And on the road. On the road, they're a completely different team. If they played home, if they had the number one or two seed, I would say absolutely, you're 100% right. But until they can prove it, Dallas is going to do Dallas things. And I hope they don't prove
it. It's not good then.
Exactly. I hope that continues being an Eagles fan.
What do you think about Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield. Oh,
I think Buccaneers.
They have a chance to win their division. I don't think they're going to do anything in the playoffs though. I just don't think their team is good enough. I like what Baker's doing. I like that kid. I say just because he's younger than me. That's when you realize you're getting old. You're watching these NFL games and the kids are 10 years younger than you. But he's doing some awesome things with his second or third chance. And everyone counted the Bucs out in the beginning of the season. They counted the Bucs, saying they had no chance. They were talking about that division as being the Saints with Carr and maybe even the Falcons. But the Falcons have kind of shit the bed. They don't use any of their they don't have any of their teams. They don't have any of their – they don't use their pits or their running back. They kind of came out of nowhere. They surprised me. I like what he's doing. I wouldn't be upset if they did some damage, especially because I think they have a chance to play the Cowboys first round right now. I think the first round matchup would be the Bucks Cowboys at this point in the thing. And I hope Baker has a hell of a game then, that's for sure. So what do you think about him?
They come out of nowhere. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. This NFL season has been so weird with all the different scenarios that could play out. I don't think I've seen a playoff picture this crowded in any time that I've ever noticed.
I have a note all down, all the games today. Dolphins, Ravens, obviously playoff implications. Pats, Bills, playoff, obviously for the Bills, not as much the Pats. Falcons, Bears, technically both of them still are not out of it. They both technically, I mean, Bears need a lot to happen, but Falcons aren't out of it either. Raiders, Colts still have a chance. Raiders do too, I believe. That's a big game today. Panthers, Jaguars. Obviously, the Panthers are not playing well at all.
No.
Bryce Young had a pretty decent game next week or last week, so that gives Panthers fans some hope. And the Jags, I don't know. Like I like the Jags. I like Trevor Lawrence. Their coach used to be
Eagles
coach. But I just don't know if they're going to – the way they're playing right now, I think they might – they need to turn it around to do any damage in the playoffs. But that's another playoff game. Steelers, Seahawks, both teams are still in it, obviously. I think the Seahawks can do some damage, even playing with their backup QBs. I'm not sure. Geno Smith might be back this week, though. Rams, Giants. Rams right now are in it. They're another team that you have to watch out for. Stafford has them playing well. Don't forget their backup quarterback, Carson Wentz. Jeepers, come on, they're set.
So I'm going to go to a comment I just saw. Justin, need the Bills to lose for the Steelers. Justin, I just changed my allegiance to Alabama.
Some other big games are like Packers, Vikings. And Saints Bucks.
This whole weekend is
awesome.
Yeah,
this weekend is a great sports weekend. We have
really good for the sport. You just took the words out of my mouth. It's great
for NFL. For NFL and college.
A lot of money is going to be made today.
Oh, or lost. One of the two. So do you want to do your get to know the host segment, or is there something else you wanted to talk about? I have not prepared at all this week, so I'm going to let you go first while I think.
Oh, All right. Well, you better get your pen and paper ready because I'm going to make you think while I'm doing this.
Oh, God.
So before we do any of that, I wanted to talk about, guys, last week we were talking about getting to 1,000 followers on Facebook. And shortly after the show, we not only busted through the glass ceiling, but we went through it a mile and a half. We're almost at 1,100 now this week, I believe. So thank you for that. We appreciate it. Mark and I have been brought on to help Justin and Corey grow this brand along with Jared, and we really appreciate the opportunity they've given us to do that. So your support's helping us a lot. You can see this, the banner we got running too. We're star eligible on Facebook. So like, share, spread the support and love, whatever we can do. it's great. Everything is gravy for us. We appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun. Mark, as everybody knows, is one of my best friends, and I'm having a ball doing this with him. So I appreciate that as well.
Even when I get you fired up?
No doubt. It's worth every second. So I don't know. I'm going to talk to Corey afterwards. We're going to be doing an announcement of how we're going to do the giveaway. And I do have some sports stuff that we're going to give away on the sports side. So we're actually going to be doing two giveaways now, one for the NDT podcast and one for the NDT sports podcast. So that way we get some more people a chance to get out and get some stuff. And I got some cool sports things I've dug out. It's going to be a surprise. But anyway, I'm going to go from there. So we always do a little know your host. So those who don't know us, it's clearly, I tend to put a little more thought into this. I don't know, but it's cool. So
I got all my thinking right here.
Yep. So this is actually going to be the same theme because I, for whatever reason, ended up watching the Back to the Future movies this past week, all three of them. And I love them. So you're given a time machine. What sporting event are you traveling to watch?
Ooh. Oh, you really are going to make me think. How am I supposed to think of a question for you when you're trying to make me actually think when I answer? What sporting event am I going back in time to watch? Jeepers, as you guys can tell, we don't talk to each other about what these questions are going to be.
We're not supposed to. That makes us fun.
Yeah, well, it makes a lot of dead air me trying to think. It starts to smell in here from my brain trying to turn. I guess it would be the Miracle on Ice.
I think
that would have been a really, really cool, amazing thing to be a part of. Damn.
I thought you were gonna go like Super Bowl on me. That's an interesting answer. Good for you, man.
I was trying to think of things that were off.
That's off, cool off, as hell. Off I never even would have dreamed to think of that for an answer.
I'm doing okay. You know, I still have no idea what I'm gonna ask you, but I got that answer pretty good.
Okay, what sporting era would you stay in for?
So
I kind of like a time frame.
Yeah. I know it's still more relevant because I love the fact that the NFL has become a passing game. It definitely makes it more exciting. You know, cause you know me, I'm a big NFL fan. Mm-hmm. I kind of like to go back to like the 90s again when big hits were still, I mean, I know again, player safety, please. I'm not saying, you know, like I love watching guys get laid out and then being knocked out and stuff like that and all the stuff that comes with that. But watching some of those hits and some of the guys that, you know, quarterbacks aren't so protected. Even the NBA at that time, it wasn't such, oh, I touched your pinky finger, so it's a foul.
Right.
You know, back watching MJ and Charles Barkley and Ewing and all those guys, it was more physical. And I'd have to probably say the 90s again, I'd just being a little bit older. So I could truly enjoy what I was watching. You know, I was born in 86, so I was still a young kid at that time. And my dad didn't watch any other sports besides football. So being able to watch and understand a little bit more about the games that I do now, being a little bit older, I would like to go back to that time and watch some of the, you know, I still, when I even play flag football, I watch Brian Dawkins' old hits. And it gets me all amped up. And that, you know, flag football, you don't touch anybody, you know, but it just gets you amped up. Or back in the day when Justin remembers these times when we used to play up at the track used to play tackle football. Now, if I did it, I think I wouldn't be able to walk for 2.5 weeks. But just getting amped up watching those guys hit and the way that game was played, it was aired out still, but at the same time, was a little bit more than the old school running game all the time, you know?
Okay. All right, last one. I know your love of football, so we're going to put this in there. You have the opportunity for one snap. You're the center in the NFL, and you're on the goal line. Who are you snapping the ball to?
In today's game or?
No, nope, ever.
Oof. Oof. I'm a huge, huge Jalen Hurts fan today because on the 1 yard line, that tush push, you ain't stopping it.
You just want to touch your ass.
So maybe.
Maybe that's why my pants have been so tight lately.
But overall, like if we had to do one drive, Montana would probably be
okay.
Be able okay. Ball to him, watch him throw the ball again. Him or Favre.
Yeah, Favre. I never understood why that guy's name's pronounced the way it is.
But watching those two, but in today's game, I know I'm a homer for being an Eagles fan. I got to meet Donovan McNabb once. That was pretty cool. When I was security for a couple things. He was an awesome guy. Back in the day. So yeah, that would have to be my, like if I had to do a drive to get down that field, I know we're doing it. It would be Montana. If it were on the 1 yard line, just so Hurts touches my booty, I'd want to hand it to him. And, except the problem is my overall favorite player on the team right now is Kelce. And that would mean he'd have to come out. So
yeah, that's why you get the one snap.
Yeah. So I started thinking about some of the questions here when I was trying to answer your very your deep thoughts part of this. So now we're coming into the nonsense.
Now you understand. I love it. Go ahead. Well so played, my man.
I mean, to our defense, one is supposed to be not sports related. So I'm going to go off with that one while I think of the sports related ones.
Okay.
What is your favorite food in general?
What
is the favorite go-to? I want something to eat. What's your favorite food?
Breakfast. I'll eat pancakes any time of the day.
Meal, but food. What for breakfast you having?
Pancakes. 100%. Make pancakes all the time. I love it. Especially now I got my flat grill. I love making those things. So pancakes all day long.
Awesome. If you had the opportunity to go to any sporting event this time, like this around, like nowadays, you don't have to think back. I'm not making you actually think. Like
this era right now?
This era right now.
I want to go to.
What would you want to go to?
Opening day of the Dodgers this year to see how pissed off people are, how much they had to pay for their fucking tickets.
Because fuck them, that's why.
Yeah, no, I was expecting more deep thought out of you, but
nope.
And then what made you become, because I know this is your sport, what made you become a Yankees fan? Why are you such a Yankees?
So
I don't even know what they're called, a Yankee fan. It's just like a nickname.
Fanatic. It was more so I think we hit this one already, but it was the WPIX.
I don't remember
York.
It.
Channel was Channel 11 in New York, and that was always on. The Mets games weren't on as often over there, and I was always watching the Yankees and my guys Mattingly and Winfield. I mean, I just absolutely loved watching them. That was my team. It's what I saw. It's what I knew growing up. You know, there was really no big Yankee fans in my household. My brother, just because he wanted to be a Mets fan, just as I was a Yankees fan. My younger brother is a baseball fan in general, like I am, but I guess he's more on the Yankee side of things. But the big thing was Phil Rizzuto. Listening to his commentary, it was entertaining to me. Now, I loved Ralph Kiner calling the Mets games, but just listening to Phil Rizzuto on the TV, I don't know. It was kind of like a Dodgers Vin Scully kind of thing. I'm not comparing the two because Vin Scully is one of the greatest broadcasters in the world ever. But it's just that was the association with Phil Rizzuto, the Scooter. You know, he used to play for the Yankees, and now he's calling the games, and it just kind of got me into it.
Yeah, I like listening because sometimes, you know, being in the truck, I mentioned this on Facebook, I don't always get to see some of the games because what I do normally for a living. Merrill Reese, I like listening to Merrill Reese or Monday, like when the Eagles play on Monday night, I used to bowl Monday nights, so I'd be on my way back and listen to them on the radio. And I like listening to him on the radio. Again, he's not Vince Scully or anything like that, but so I hear you. But next week, be ready for some deep thought because I'm going to start working today on your questions for next week.
You guys in the background laughing, you know exactly what's going to happen. Oh, I'm not prepared.
No.
Yeah.
I was prepared last week, was I not? I just wasn't prepared for your deep thought questions.
Like, that's all right. So I'm going to really mess you up too. So that's fine.
So Justin has a question for both of you. What NFL team has the best fan base in the world?
Best or annoying?
It says best.
I don't know. That's a toughie because you can ask any team who's got the best fan base and their fans are going to say we have the best ones. Like, I don't know. But if I
hate what about Bills Mafia?
Is it the best though? Yeah. I mean, they're up there, but I mean, as far, there's not many Bills fans out there. And that's what I'll say. And they've made a resurgence the past few years.
You're one of a kind.
I'm going to honestly go out on a limb. I'm going to say it's got to be the Cowboys or the Eagles. They're on this side. And I'm just saying on this side of the country, they're the most recognized sports franchises, in my opinion, around here. I mean, you can go to any store and buy a Cowboys jersey. You can go to any store and buy an Eagles jersey. You know, sometimes the Steelers are there too, but I don't know. That's a really tough question, Justin. I'd like to see the numbers on that, but I just think as far as overall recognizability, it's got to be the Cowboys.
Well, I think
so. And they're also the most annoying.
Yeah, we had Lee on here once. And Justin, absolutely. I would love, I don't know if you saw earlier, he said he wanted to be our guest on the show. We can definitely talk about it and figure that out and figure a show out where you can get on with us. I think that would be fun. But secondly, I think I'm a homer with Eagles. But if I were a player, I don't know if we would be the best fan base in their eyes because we are tough. We booed Santa, for Christ's sake, jeebers.
Yeah, who does that?
But the thing is the fact that, you know, you can hear them when we're not happy with you on the field, we're going to let you know. So as a player, I don't know if they, you know, I think we're very passionate, just like I think Bills Mafia is. I think one of the most kindness NFL fans, I've been to an away game, was in Pittsburgh, actually. They were very intense, loving their love of their Steelers, but they're also very respectful to me as having the Eagles gear on. They didn't treat you like the Eagles fans treat. And that's another thing about why I would say I don't know if the Eagles are the best fans. I think we are very passionate. We love our team, that's for sure. But I've gone to more Eagles games than anything, and I've gotten more pissed off at our own fans because my wife can attest the one time we were there, and she was pregnant with Reagan at the time, and one of our own fans spilled beer on me and then on a little kid next to me. He was there with his dad. And then the guy tried wiping it off my shirt, and my wife looks at him and says, don't touch him. And if you want to stay in this area, you will end up down there like that because we were in the high upper level. So I definitely don't know if I like some of our fans because they're very, I don't know if I want to say they're the best. I love Bills Mafia, to be honest with you. I love watching those guys freaking nuts, jumping through tables in the beginning, in the pre-games. I personally love seeing that shit.
It's awesome.
Jump through tables, doing the elbow drop. And yeah, Jordan, I agree with you. I hate some of our fans too. I've seen some crazy posts. I follow the Eagles a lot on Facebook and watch their things, and they're just they're nuts sometimes. And they, I don't think they're helping our team right now, which is what we need, because we're having some trouble in the locker room. So, you have anything else, brother?
No, I think we've pretty much hit everything. I'm going to spend the next 45 minutes trying to figure out how I'm going to get the Bills game on my television because they're not in market today.
I'll have to watch, see if I have it on one of my streaming things.
I'd have to watch the freaking Dolphins and the Ravens, and which is fine because I'm actually more interested in that game, to be quite honest with you. I think we're just going to stomp the Patriots, and if they don't, I don't want to even watch it because I'll be more pissed off that they're mucking it up. So I'd rather almost watch the Ravens and the Dolphins and cheer for the Ravens today, to be honest with you.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm done to watch. I mean, I'm going to watch my Eagles game because they're always on because they're close to us. But I'm also definitely going to keep an eye on that Dolphins Ravens game because I think that's going to be one heck of a game, and I hope the Dolphins pull it out, and I think they're going to be a heck of a team. I think they need this win.
Yeah, so. Cameron, I agree with you. It is pretty sad that the Philadelphia police have to prep the telephone poles for when the fans got to start their rioting bullshit. So, but anyway.
Never mind. I was going to be very inappropriate, and I decided not
to. Go ahead.
About prepping poles and stuff like that.
So. Okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah. So, but all right. So, guys, make sure you like, follow, share our podcast. I hope you guys had a blast today. Hope you have a great rest of your sports weekend. I think it's going to be an amazing one. I think it's going to be an awesome one. Feel free if you want to help, show some support, send some stars on Facebook. We appreciate it. All the love we're getting from all you guys, we truly appreciate it. And I look forward to this every week. Thank you for tuning in and commenting and making this an awesome, awesome experience that Corey, Justin, and Jared laid down for us. I appreciate
absolutely. That. Absolutely. Yes, you guys don't understand the excitement that we have, the enjoyment this gives us. And also, Happy New Year, buddy. Happy New Year to everybody.
I've already started my celebration.
We will see everybody next year. Bad dad joke, but whatever. So next Sunday, 11 a.m., same time, same place. We will be here. We'll be discussing some more stuff. And I believe, Mark, it's finally time. I know we're going to discuss the college football stuff for next week, but I want to go down the MJ LeBron pipeline and break out the MJ debate.
Oh, all right.
You and I are going to discuss this next week because I know we've had many conversations, and you can prepare some questions.
Keep an eye on our thing all week. Keep an eye on our Facebook because I'm going to have some stuff for you.
Mark seems to think that LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan, and that's going to happen. So that will be our big topic next week. If anybody wants to prepare and come in and chat with us about that, I know that's a hot button issue. So I want to get that over and out of the way. Thank you, Chris. I'm with you already. So this will be fun next week.
Hey, go Birds.
Yeah, go Mafia. See you guys next week.